Hello, beautiful.
I'm Amy Eric, founder of Madison Reed, a hair color company I named after my daughter. Experience gorgeous, lasting, high-quality hair color made with ingredients you could feel good about with consistent results every time. It's easy to find your perfect shade. Book a complimentary video hair color consultation with a licensed colorist on madison-reed.com and get 10% off plus free shipping on your first color kit. Use code RADIO10. That's code RADIO10.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of Striving for It All. This is the weekly show that gets you caught up on anything and everything happening in the WNBA. Coming up on this edition's on this week's edition of the program, we've got scores and highlights from Week 10 in the WNBA. Again, the second half of the year is underway, and definitely things are moving and shaking as teams are fighting for playoff spots in the WNBA as teams resume the second half of the year after the All-Star and Olympic break. I want to start off with my top three storylines. I'm going to start off with the Phoenix Mercury. The Mercury have been on a roll since we've returned from the All-Star and Olympic break. Currently, the Mercury have won four in a row, beating Atlanta, beating Indiana. They've beat Washington, and then they beat Atlanta again. How about the big three for Phoenix? Skylar Diggins-Smith, Brittany Griner, and of course Diana Taurasi. All three of these ladies were on the United States Olympic women's basketball team in Tokyo, and they showed up and showed out since they've returned from Tokyo and has resumed WNBA play. I mean, Skylar Diggins-Smith is one of those players that is a must see. If you haven't watched her yet, or better yet, if you haven't watched the Phoenix Mercury play so far this year, you need to watch them play and especially pay attention to Skylar Diggins-Smith. She's been in the league for a while playing. She played for the Dallas Wings, and I want to say she also played for the Tulsa Shock as well. Skylar is definitely one of those once-in-a-lifetime talents, a great player during her college years at Notre Dame, and now she's currently with the Phoenix Mercury. She's definitely a joy to watch. Brittany Griner, so dominant, probably one of the, I would say next to Breanna Stewart, the second best big woman in the WNBA. She gives you offense. She's a solid rebounder. She gives you great blocking. I mean, Brittany is just, she's been in a class by herself for a long time since she was featured in Sports Illustrated in high school and going to Baylor and now in the WNBA. I mean, Brittany, again, she really showed up in the Olympics. I mean, in the Olympics, Breanna Stewart was great, but man, Brittany was phenomenal in the Olympics, especially in the knockout round and the medal rounds. She really showed up big time for the Mercury. So Brittany Griner, again, if you haven't watched Phoenix this year, please, please, please pay attention to Brittany Griner. And, of course, what can we say about the White Mamba, Diana Taurasi, 5-time Olympic gold medalist. She's also a 3-time WNBA champion, 2-time finals MVP, just a WNBA rookie. That Diana is just she's one of a kind. I mean, she's right there with Sue Bird as to be one of the greatest female basketball players of all time. And Diana has not slowed down by any means. Matter of fact, when they won the gold medal game, as you guys have known by now, this is going to be Sue Bird's last. Tokyo was Sue Bird's last Olympics, but Diana said, no, I'm Paris, here I come. So she's determined to continue her Olympic career, and in the meantime, she still shined bright in the WNBA, leading the Mercury to this awesome run that they currently have right now. I mean, again, they're on a 4-game winning streak. It's been great, and it's been fun to watch the big three led by Diggins-Smith, Griner, and Taurasi.
My name Nipsey Hussle. I'm from L.A.
From 30 for 30 Podcast and The Undefeated, this is the King of Crenshaw.
I would be lying to say I wasn't inspired and influenced by Nip.
It was a celebration of blackness.
We're not just here to entertain.
It's about the impact that you're putting on that community.
And when he earned enough to leave, he stayed. A story of basketball, hip-hop, and rapper Nipsey Hussle.
Life is really a marathon.
Listen now, wherever you get your podcast.
My next storyline is going to be the Connecticut Sun. Again, Connecticut has been strong since coming back from the All-Star and the Olympic break. They've currently won three in a row. They beat Dallas, and then they've beaten Minnesota twice. And Jonquel Jones, again, is back in rare form. Again, in the top five in most of the statistical categories in the WNBA in points, rebounds, and also in assists, as well as field goal percentage. How about Jasmine Thomas? Jasmine Thomas has been playing very nice as of late, and also Breann January. But what about DeWanna Bonner? I mean, DeWanna Bonner's got this great wingspan. She's got these long arms, and, man, she definitely is putting that to use as well. I mean, she's got those physical abilities to make her be able to score points at will, and she's been doing that as of late since the WNBA has resumed the second half of the year. And again, Connecticut, they have been balling. Again, they've won. They're currently on a three-game winning streak. They've been outstanding. And with DeWanna Bonner and, of course, with Jonquel Jones, who is an MVP candidate, definitely the best is yet to come going forward for Connecticut. And for my last storyline, it is going to be the Los Angeles Sparks. Again, the Sparks, they're on a three-game winning streak. They are on a roll right now. Brittany Sykes has played some great ball. How about Christy Tolliver? Congratulations to Christy becoming an assistant coach for the Dallas Mavericks. She still will remain playing in the WNBA as a member of the Los Angeles Sparks, but she will take on a very interesting take on a new position, a coaching job, being the assistant for the Dallas Mavericks, and congratulations to her. So the Sparks have been on a roll as of late, again, with Brittany and the way Christie's played, and also the return of Nneka Nwumike. Now, Nneka, we know she's been on a mission as of late. Again, we know about her being left off the Olympic team, wasn't able to get the clearance to play on the Nigerian team, but Nneka has been sensational since the league has resumed the second half of the year. And watch out for the Sparks. The Sparks are slowly climbing the ladder. They're not – if the playoffs started today, the Sparks would not be in. They would be eliminated, but they have a chance. They have a chance to try to creep up, maybe get that seventh spot or that eighth spot. Currently, New York and Dallas. New York currently has the seventh spot. Dallas has the eighth spot. I'll go over the standings a little bit later on in the program. But the Los Angeles Sparks, they're a team on a mission right now as we resume in this second half of the year with the playoffs on the horizon. All right, that takes care of segment number one. When we come back from the break, I have scores and highlights from a week 10 in the WNBA. Plus, we'll have the league leaders and standings in the WNBA. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to Striving for It All.
Nipsey Hussle.
Nipsey.
There's a kinship between hoopers and rappers. From 30 for 30 Podcast and The Undefeated, this is the King of Crenshaw.
Hustle and motivate. I mean, if that ain't like the ethos of being an elite athlete, I don't know what is.
Nip was my superhero.
For us, it was all about how we could better our city.
Life is really a marathon.
Listen now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, beautiful. I'm Amy Eric, founder of Madison Reed, a hair color company I named after my daughter. Experience gorgeous, lasting, high-quality hair color made with ingredients you could feel good about with consistent results every time. It's easy to find your perfect shade. Book a complimentary video hair color consultation with a licensed colorist on madison-reed.com and get 10% off plus free shipping on your first color kit. Use code RADIO10. That's code RADIO10.
145 over 92.
180 over 111.
182 over 100. And I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest. And then a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure looks like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
My memory is shot.
When I woke up, I couldn't speak.
I can't button up a shirt. I can't run.
I've had to learn to swallow again.
That's the only movement that I have. And I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
Had I done this, had I done that,
hell, I messed up.
Get back on your plan or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhpp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed. Head to toe.
With Cox Internet and Home Life, you know when your pizza delivery is there.
Cox Home Life, show from porch camera.
Pizza!
View your Cox Home Life cameras right from your TV with your Contour voice remote.
Advertised features require Cox Internet and Contour TV subscriptions. Services provided by Cox licensed entities. See cox.com/licenses.
Headlines and hot takes, they have their place. But at our podcast, ESPN Daily, we don't just skim the surface of sports.
Dude, I mean, this clearly transcends blood feuds, rivalries, sports. This is something far, far deeper than that. I'm your host, Pablo Torre, and every day we try to dive into the stories behind the athletes.
The picture of him in the dugout afterwards just looked like a guy who'd had his heart ripped out.
Listen to ESPN Daily wherever you get your podcasts.
Experience gorgeous, lasting, high-quality hair color with Madison Reed. Find your perfect shade at madison-reed.com and get 10% off plus free shipping on your first color kit. Use code RADIO10.
You live in a smart home powered by Cox Internet, so you're not thinking about the pizza delivery. You're thinking how nice it is to get everyone together for a fun night. You're not thinking about the pizza, maybe just a little.
Cox Home Life. Show me the front porch camera.
Pizza!
View your Cox Home Life cameras right from your TV using your Contour voice remote. Visit cox.com/thishome to learn more.
Advertised features require subscription to Cox Internet and Contour TV. A high-speed internet connection is required. Home Life Security Services subject to Home Life Security Service Agreement. Cox Home Life Services provided by Cox licensed entities. See cox.com/licenses.
With Cox Internet and Home Life, you know when your pizza delivery is there.
Cox Home Life, show from porch camera.
Pizza!
View your Cox Home Life cameras right from your TV with your Contour voice remote.
Advertised features require Cox Internet and Contour TV subscriptions. Services provided by Cox licensed entities. See cox.com/licenses.
From 30 for 30 Podcast and The Undefeated, the life and legacy of South L.A. rapper Nipsey Hussle. I'm Justin Tinsley, senior reporter for The Undefeated. In this four-episode series, I explore the shared experiences of life as a black man in America with Nipsey's brotherhood of NBA players.
Life is a marathon. You got to keep it going.
Hustle and motivate. If that ain't like the ethos of being an elite athlete, I don't know what is.
This is the King of Crenshaw. Listen now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Everybody, welcome back to the program. So the WNBA week began on Tuesday, August the 17th, and it started off with the Connecticut Sun beating the Minnesota Lynx. Final score, 72-60. And we move along now to the next game, which was a thrilling game between the Dallas Wings and the Chicago Sky. The Wings would go on to beat Chicago. Final score, 80-76. And someone that shined bright in this game was Olympic gold medalist Alicia Gray. Alicia was a member of the 3x3 basketball team alongside Stephanie Dolson, Kelsey Plum, and Jackie Young. Here's Alicia in action with highlights from that contest.
I have the ability to go off for 20 or 30 any given night. A lot of talent in this backcourt for Dallas.
And a three from the right side. Was a big weakness against Connecticut on Sunday for this Dallas team. Whew. Beating the shot clock, it's Gray from the baseline.
Alicia Gray, Jackie Young, and Steph Dolson to really work on their individual one-on-one game. Case in point.
Three from Alicia Gray. Arike Ogunbowale, who had just 5 points in the first half, 1 for 8 shooting. Gets it right back for Dallas, though. And Gray scoops it off the window to open the scoring in the second half. During her rookie year, the last time she was held under 10 points. Gray for three. Drills it from the right side. Tied at 42. Gray shimmying past Dolson, and a high arcing layup is good.
We're staying very aggressive, reading defenses and recognizing that she has a quickness advantage.
They've done it all without all-star Satu Sabally. Big reason.
Oh, you're going to need somebody to change the nets after the way these teams are shooting in that last 10 seconds. And that was really deep range.
All right, again, those highlights were courtesy of the CBS Sports Network. Alicia Gray finished with 20 points and 7 rebounds. Meanwhile, Mariah Jefferson finished with 11 points. And Arike Ogunbowale and Isabel Harrison both finished with 15 points. Meanwhile, in the losing end for the Chicago Sky, Azaree Stevens finished with 14 points. Kalia Copper finished with 16 points. And Allie Quigley finished with 27 points. Again, the final score would be the Dallas Wings 80, the Chicago Sky 76. The next game that we had was the Phoenix Mercury beating the Indiana Fever. Final score, 84-80. And I mentioned her early on in the first segment, Brittany Griner. Brittany, hey, what can you say about it? The best just gets better for Brittany. And here's some highlights from that contest as Brittany handled her business in the performance in the game against the Indiana Fever. Again, she finished with 25 points and had 5 block shots.
First bucket of the night for the Fever comes from Tiffany Mitchell, who averages just under 12 points a game. Tia Nurse driving the lane, finds Brittany Griner, an open 17-footer is good.
Well, we know that Brittany Griner can knock that outside shot down. And
big reason for that, let's take a look at some of the early action, Ann.
Well, she was, and I thought
26.2% for Indiana coming in. That is one of the lower percentages I remember seeing in the WNBA, as Brittany Griner now spinning on McCallum. She lays it up and in. The officials both there to say it's going to stay with Indiana. Here's another look at Brittany Griner doing work.
Yeah, the nice pass inside, the double team, and then it left, and it was one-on-one. But she needs help inside. Somebody's got to drop down.
And thanks to our producer, David Hughes, just finding out that we have confirmed it is a right ankle sprain.
And so somebody has to always be back, so transition defense just as important as the offensive glass.
Brittany Griner, that post move, so tough to deal with. McCowan had no chance. Griner finishes, and she's got 14.
Against Atlanta, and here the inside, nice little step back move by Griner, drop step, and we saw Griner the other day against Atlanta. I thought it was one of the best plays that we've seen all year. There she goes, nice.
Right back at it.
She had that fast break situation where Taurasi threw it over the top.
And the Mercury hold on defense.
Well, for Marianne Stanley, Breland and Cannon are the next two tallest players for the Fever behind McCallum. On those outside shots.
And not as many second chance opportunities as well. Griner left alone after the defender Cannon hit the deck, and Brittany capitalizes with a little right hand hook. Gets it out of her hands and now gets it back. Here's Griner on McCallum. Can she answer? Bodies up, puts it up and in off the glass.
You know, McCallum's got 5 fouls. You have to attack.
For Indiana, under 90 seconds to play.
It's all about execution right now.
Here's Taurasi, a 3 from the corner. She got it!
Shut the door.
In downtown Phoenix, here's another look at that big 3-pointer from Diana Taurasi.
Yeah, good ball movement and the nice screen to give her enough room. This is the second 3 she's hitting this game. And
all right, again, that audio courtesy of CBS Sports Network. Brittany Griner, again, was a tear, went on a tear in this contest. 25 points, 7 rebounds, 2 assists, and, of course, go along with the 5 block shots. Also in other stats, Breonna Turner finished with a double-double, 10 points and 11 assists. Diana Taurasi, finished with 22 points. In a losing effort for the Fever, Kelsey Mitchell finished with 20 points. Victoria Vivian's at 16 points. Danielle Robinson had 14 points, and Tiffany Mitchell had 11 points. Again, the final score, the Mercury, 84, and the Fever, 80. We move along now to the Las Vegas Aces going up against the Washington Mystics. The Aces beat the Mystics 93-83. And in overtime, we had the Los Angeles Sparks go on to beat the Atlanta Dream. Final score, 85-80. And when we talk about the Sparks, again, I mentioned them earlier in the first segment, Brittany Sykes was able to get 17 points to give the Sparks a huge victory in overtime. Here's some of the highlights from that contest.
Tell you, like, maybe if I was a few inches taller, that might have worked out. I feel you. Oh, interception by Sykes. Pick 6 right here, folks. Lay it up and in.
One says, we don't stop.
Wheeler. Coffee. The baseline, Jay. No, with the weak side rebound.
You imagine she was testing some things in the back, but you have to remember, too, probably testing on the fly as well. She has someone that has talked this week in terms of those 8 weeks out.
She's 0 for 6 now. Dowie B down the lane. Beautiful feed there. Here's Strickland on the back door. Zowie Beeg with the block from behind. Risky play there with those three fouls, but Zowie Beeg rewarded on the other end. Needing to generate some type of offense here, Allie. Eight on the shot clock for Sykes. Off glass, count it. And one.
Trying to find ways to get back on the same page as Brittany Sykes absorbs that contact and is able to get to the free throw line.
Dupree now with 10. Oh, nice give and go. Sykes laying up and in. Plus the foul.
The toughness, the give and go, the eye contact. Zowie B loves her some Sykes at the rim.
And it's in the hands of Wheeler. Sykes running in transition. Adjusting in air and she lays it up and in. Brittany Sykes running that wing effectively, Allie. Nice ball movement by LA. Oh, the crossover. Oh, she left her in her track.
This is a mixtape for you. So fundamentally sound. Gets her leaning.
So, again, the final score in that contest, the Sparks 85, the Dream 80 in overtime. Brittany Sykes finished with 17 points. Meanwhile, Amanda Zowie B finished with 14 points. Nneka Ogwumike finished with 13 points. Christy Tolliver finished with 11 points. And then Erica Wheeler finished with 16 points. In the losing effort for the Dream, Odyssey Sims finished with 26 points. Candace Dupree finished with 12 points. And Crystal Bradford and Monique Billings both had 10 points. Again, the final score, once again, the Los Angeles Sparks 85, the Atlanta Dream 80, Sparks winning in overtime. We move along now to action on Wednesday, August the 18th, between the Seattle Storm and the New York Liberty. The Liberty would go on to beat the Storm, final score 83-79. And one of the bright spots for the Liberty this year has been Bettnija Laney. She has been phenomenal. She's been doing her thing and doing her part as a member of the Liberty. Here's highlights from how Bettnija did.
You mentioned Canada. She's making only her second start of the season. Had her first start the other day in Chicago. Laney pulls up and hits.
High pick and roll for Sammy to see over the tall Seattle players.
Liberty lead 8-7. This time down low, it's Laney who drops it in for her second field goal. The Liberty are coming out firing. Laney out of the double team. 5 seconds to shoot. Laney with the spin and the bucket.
She's so good with her back to the basket.
The Liberty were smoking hot out of the gate. Now need to reignite themselves. Nice feed to Laney from Ionescu. 10 seconds to shoot. Laney against Talbot. Trying to direct traffic. 5 seconds to shoot. Gets the pick from Shook. Fires from the top of the key and hits.
Shot.
Ionescu, 2 seconds to shoot. Laney just fires up the desperation three, and it goes! 13 for Bettnija Laney.
And Laney, very aware of the shot clock, gets it up in time, desperation three.
Swish.
Laney, working hard in the post, gives it off to Richards. Baseline jumper is good.
And you have Bettnija Laney faking it in there, thinking she's going to score because she's good at that. Jewel probably saw the white shirt and automatically threw it to her.
Ionescu
wide open
for Laney off glass. 15 for Bettnija Laney. 5 seconds to shoot. Ionescu for Laney. 1 second to shoot. Fires to the top of the key and banks it home. The Liberty take a 2-point lead with 17.6 seconds to play.
Shoot it a little bit high going in because it was highly contested. You can see it going right off the glass and on target, which puts the Liberty into a 24-7 run. And Bettnija Laney again, high off the glass.
Over the 6'2", Stephanie Talbot.
All right, again, the final score was the Liberty 83 and the Storm 79. Bettnija Laney finished with 17 points, 8 assists, and 7 rebounds. Meanwhile, Natasha Howard and Sabrina Ionescu both had 10 points. And also, Rebecca Allen finished with 17 points in a losing effort for the Seattle Storm. Jewel Lloyd, man, what a fantastic game she had. She finished with 35 points. And Katie Lou Samuelson finished with 15 points. Again, the final score, the New York Liberty 83, the Seattle Storm 79. We move along now to action on Thursday, August the 19th. We had the Connecticut Sun beat the Minnesota Lynx 82-71. Also, the Phoenix Mercury would go on to beat the Washington Mystics 77-64. And we had the Los Angeles Sparks beating the Atlanta Dream. Final score, 66-64. For the Sparks, again, Nneka Ogwumike, I mentioned her early in the first segment, did not get the opportunity to be on the United States Olympic women's basketball team, but she's definitely has been playing with the vengeance as of late since the WNBA has returned from its break. And here's some of the highlights in this contest, including the game-winning shot.
Approaching seven to play here. That was the third turnover charge to the Dream. Nice pass in there by Sykes. Nneka with the reverse. Wheeler with the crossover. Going downhill on glass. He wouldn't fall for it, but Nneka with the second effort.
So efficient.
Smooth. Ogwumike going off the bounce.
Nneka playing a little bully ball, putting that head down.
Wheeler weaving, has space. Can't get the baseline. Jay Bazawi B gets the offensive rebound. Nice find by KT.
See the offensive rebound by Amanda Zawi B. The kick out, the spacing. KT saw the dive. Just good.
Wheeler zipped it in there for ACP. Nneka will try the three from the corner. She got one. She missed her first couple from downtown. 12 assists on 19 field goals. Let's get it done tonight, Allie.
You doing your job all over it. It's right there. Trusting the pass, KT, with the quick tip to the corner. Nneka being able to step into it with confidence.
Remember, this is a Dream team that has its own playoff aspirations, right? Nice pocket pass there from Cooper. Nice two-player game, KT and Nneka, and one.
You mentioned it. The patience to wait for the screen from KT. And Nneka just doing what she does best. Strong, uses that in.
Here's Tolliver. A deep three. Tolliver needs a bounce. No. Nneka Ogwumike there for the putback. Basket count.
You're taught as a young hooper to play through the clock, play through the whistle, the pursuit of the basketball.
All right, again, the final score, the Los Angeles Sparks 66, the Atlanta Dream 64. For the Sparks, Nneka Ogwumike finished with 17 points. Also, we had Amanda Zawi B and Christy Tolliver both finish with 10 points. On the losing side for the Atlanta Dream, Courtney Williams had a double-double with 23 points and 11 rebounds. Ari McDonald finished with 15 points. Also, Candace Dupree finished with 10 points. Again, the final score, the Los Angeles Sparks 66, the Atlanta Dream 64. We move along now to action on Friday, August the 20th. The Seattle Storm handled their business, beating the New York Liberty 99-83. The Indiana Fever would go on to beat the Dallas Wings. Final score, 83-81. And for this contest, Danielle Robinson, it's been a tough year for the Fever, but Danielle's been one of the few bright spots for that team. Here's highlights from how she did.
Yeah, shoot, no. Robinson. 3-on-3, Danielle will take it all the way off the glass with the right hand. Considering everything they've gone through. Danielle Robinson, the high kick, goes for the layup, got it. Oh, that was pretty. Vivian's no place to go. Oh, Robinson, great pass from Cannon.
Where?
Hey, she has done an outstanding job, and we've been mentioned it to Coach Staley before. And Enrique lost the handle up ahead to Robinson. Pour the lay-in with 66 seconds left. Robinson on Mabry to the hole. Count the basket and a foul.
You can see the timing, the patience, all of it right here. She timed it up as Tierra McCowan shifted and opened that right lane for her.
All right, again, the final score was the Fever 83, the Wings 81. Danielle Robinson finished with 18 points. Emma Cannon finished with 16 points. Kelsey Mitchell had 14 points. Lindsay Allen had 13 points. And Tierra McCowan and Victoria Vivians both would have 11 points. On the losing side for the Wings, Erika Ngubowale finished with 14 points. Marina Mabry had 18 points, and Isabel Harrison had 22 points. Again, the final score, the Indiana Fever, 83, the Dallas Wings, 81. In other action, again, on Saturday, August the 21st, the Phoenix Mercury would go on to beat the Atlanta Dream, final score 84-69. And the Minnesota Lynx would go on to beat the Chicago Sky, final score 101-95. For the Lynx, Laysha Clarendon has been big, showing up really big for the Lynx since she arrived since arriving from the New York Liberty, again being released. And since Minnesota has signed her, she has been really big, paying off big dividends for the Lynx. Here's highlights from Laysha in action.
Fowles comes up to set the screen on Clarendon, who takes it inside, goes high off the glass. She was looking for more and didn't get the call. Three-point attempts here for Chicago. Two of those three coming from Allie Quigley as Clarendon takes it left side for two.
Recognizing mismatches early on, Minnesota is switching those ball screens, and there have been some height advantages.
Dolson, the first player not named Courtney Vandersloot or Allie Quigley to score, and Clarendon is hot. We got more subs checking in. Ruthie Hebert is set to check in. Dana Evans is set to check in for this guy. Clarendon with those 7 points here in this first quarter, make it 9 points. And again, she's looking for some calls.
How about fancy behind the back, a little whoop. That was fun to watch.
It was worth a whoop. Speaking of whoop, Clarendon, 5 for 5 for 11 points.
Into the spot, beating Collier to the spot to get the position for the block.
Woo! Fouls, the quick turnaround, and she's got a quick two. Now for Allie. There's Clarendon. A good first half for Laysha Clarendon.
Everybody forgot she's wearing the brightest shoes in the gym. How can nobody pick her up? Clarendon, my goodness.
Four players going to get some playing time here today. Picked up a ton of fouls here in this first half. Backdoor look. Clarendon still has not missed. A perfect 7 for 7. Call. We'll try to clean this up.
Quigley gets caught ball watching.
Kind of competing for that top four spot. In the top four in the playoffs, get a bye. The top two get that double bye. And it's the top eight that make the playoffs as Clarendon gets another bucket. And Dolson has only missed that one free throw all season, by the way. Backdoor look to Dante.
Again, the final score, the Lynx 101, the Sky 95. Laysha Clarendon finished with 18 points, while Kayla McBride and Crystal Dangerfield both had 16 points. Sylvia Fowles had 15 points, and Nafisa Collier had 14 points. Meanwhile, on the losing side for the Sky, Allie Quigley and Courtney Vandersloot both had 27 points. Kalia Copper had 14 points, and Stephanie Dolson finished with 12 points. Again, the final score, the Minnesota Lynx 101, the Chicago Sky 95. And for action on Sunday, August the 22nd, the Los Angeles Sparks would go on to beat the New York Liberty in a close one, 86-83. Nneka Ogwumike, again, she shined bright in this game. I mean, she's been on a tear since the second half of the season has returned. Here's highlights from Nneka for what she did in the victory against the Liberty.
Very similar as well. They're physical, they're aggressive, they play tremendous defense. So the Liberty's going to have to take care.
Nneka Ogwumike starts the scoring for her squad with the three. Britton Sykes pulled down the rebound. And Erica Wheeler gets it right back down below to Ogwumike. And she puts it up and in. And my goodness, when she is shooting daggers from three, as Ogwumike misses the bunny, gets her own board and lays it in with the left. Here today, Jesse Merman, Craig Wozniak, Kai Stendel, Brad Wernett. Can't thank them and our entire crew enough.
I need
what
to try
play
to,
here.
I need to try to control my ad libs over here. I'm just like, oh man.
Former player, you feel it.
I
Liberty
do.
Legend, Ogumike hits the three. Our statistician alerted me to the quarter. I apologize as Ogumike gets Natasha Howard up in the air and hits the bank shot.
Again, the final score, Sparks 86 to Liberty 83. Nneka Ogwumike had 16 points. Also, Christy Tolliver finished with 16 points, and Erica Wheeler had 17 points. On the losing side, for the New York Liberty, Natasha Howard and Sammy Whitcomb both had 17 points. Rebecca Allen had 15 points. Sabrina Ionescu finished with 12 points, and Betnija Laney had 10 points. Again, the final score, Sparks 86, Liberty 83. And finally, we had the Seattle Storm going up against the Washington Mystics. And despite the Mystics not winning this game, Elena Deladon returned from her two-year absence in the WNBA. Of course, Elena was out the whole 2019 season due to a terrible injury. And, of course, she did not play in the WUBBL last year due to a pre-existing condition. So she was granted a medical exemption to not play in the WUBBL last year. But this was her first game back in 2 years. But the Storm would go on to beat the Mystics, final score 85-78. And when I think about one of the premier players in the WNBA, Breanna Stewart, man, she just gets better and better and better year in and year out. Here's Breanna. Had a double-double in this game against the Washington Mystics.
Some separation once more. The three knocked down by Plaisson. Now the scoring picking up. Bird pushing the tempo. Bird winning her fifth Olympic gold medal, playing alongside Breanna Stewart, and Stewart is able to come off the screen and knock down the triple. Just about 2 minutes into the third quarter, Stewie working on Hines. Allen gets him. With just over a minute to go in the third quarter from Washington, D.C., LaChina Robinson, Tiffany Green with you from our home studios. The look up ahead and just too easy. Three-point miss, Stewart back the other way. And that was just a casual walk-up three for Breanna Stewart. Tina Charles, she immediately doubles and it pays off. Charles turns it over. Stewart gets her own miss and puts it back in, and Breanna Stewart.
Again, the final score, again, that audio was courtesy of ESPN. The final score, the Seattle Storm 85, the Washington Mystics 78. And Breanna Stewart had a double-double with 20 points and 12 rebounds. Mercedes Russell and Ezzie McBegor both had 14 points, and Katie Lou Samuelson had 10 points. Again, as I mentioned earlier, this was Elena Deladon's first WNBA game in two years, she finished with 16 points. Tina Charles, the league's leading scorer, finished with 20 points. Myesha Ines Allen only had 9 points, but she had 17 rebounds. Meanwhile, Ariel Atkins had 10 points, and Natasha Cloud had 11 points. Again, the final score, Storm 85, Mystics 78.
From 30 for 30 Podcast and The Undefeated, the life and legacy of South L.A. rapper Nipsey Hussle. I'm Justin Tinsley, senior reporter for The Undefeated. In this four-episode series, I explore the shared experiences of life as a black man in America with Nipsey's brotherhood of NBA players.
Life is a marathon. You got to keep it going.
Hustle and motivate. If that ain't like the ethos of being an elite athlete, I don't know what is.
This is the King of Crenshaw. Listen now, wherever you get your podcasts.
My name Nipsey Hussle. I'm from L.A.
From 30 for 30 Podcast and The Undefeated, this is the King of Crenshaw.
I would be lying to say I wasn't inspired and influenced by Nip.
It was a celebration of blackness.
We're not just here to entertain.
It's about the impact that you're putting on that community.
And when he earned enough to leave, he stayed. A story of basketball, hip-hop, and rapper Nipsey Hussle.
Life is really a marathon.
Listen now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's move along now to the current league leaders in the WNBA. Let's start off with points per game. Tina Charles from the Washington Mystics remains the leading scorer in the WNBA. She's averaging 25 points per game. Coming in at number two is Jonquel Jones from the Connecticut Sun. And third is Breanna Stewart from the Seattle Storm. And fourth is Brittany Griner from the Phoenix Mercury. And in fifth is Asia Wilson from the Las Vegas Aces. Next category is rebounds per game. Jonquel Jones is leading the league in rebounds. rebounds per game. She's averaging 11 rebounds per game. Coming in at number two, actually tied for second, is Brittany Griner from the Phoenix Mercury and Brianna Stewart from the Seattle Storm. Coming in at fourth is Tina Charles from the Washington Wizards. And then in fifth, the Washington Mystics, And then coming in at fifth is Sylvia Fowles from the Minnesota Lynx. Next category that we have is assists per game. Coming in at number one is Courtney Vandersloot from the Chicago Sky. She's averaging 9 assists per game. Coming in at number two is Chelsea Gray from the Las Vegas Aces. Coming in third is Natasha Cloud from the Washington Mystics. Coming in fourth is Sabrina Ionescu from the New York Liberty. And in fifth is Laisha Clarendon from the Minnesota Lynx. Next category is field goal percentage. Number one is Sylvia Fowles from the Minnesota Lynx. She's shooting 62% from the field. Coming in at number two is Brittany Griner. She's shooting 57% from the field. Coming in at third is Liz Cambage from the Las Vegas Aces. She's shooting 55% from the field. Coming in at fourth is Brianna Jones from the Connecticut Sun. And at fifth is Brianna Turner from the Phoenix Mercury. Next category is free throw percentage. Coming in at number one is Kayla McBride from the Minnesota Lynx. Coming in at number two is Kelsey Plum from the Las Vegas Aces. Coming in third is Alicia Gray from the Dallas Wings. Coming in fourth is Courtney Vandersloot from the Chicago Sky. And in fifth is Ari McDonald from the Atlanta Dream. Next category is three-point percentage. Coming in at number one is Moriah Jefferson from the Dallas Wings. She's shooting 47% from behind the arc. Coming in at number two is Stephanie Talbot, from the Seattle Storm. Coming in at number three is Allie Quigley from the Chicago Sky. Coming in at number four is Sammy Whitcomb from the New York Liberty. And at fifth is Sophie Cunningham from the Phoenix Mercury. Coming next category that we have is steals per game. Coming in at number one is Courtney Vandersloot. Coming in at number two is Sylvia Fowles. Coming in, and actually we have a tie for third place. Brittany Sykes from the Los Angeles Sparks, Danielle Robinson from the Indiana Fever, and Ariel Atkins from the Washington Mystics. Next category is blocks per game. Coming in at number one is Brittany Griner. Coming in at number two is Sylvia Fowles. Coming in third is Brianna Stewart. And tied for fourth is Liz Cambage and Jessica Breland. Jessica plays for the Indiana Fever. And the last category that we have is minutes played. Coming in at number one is Nafisa Collier from the Minnesota Lynx. She's averaging almost 35 minutes a game. Coming in at number two is Courtney Williams from the Atlanta Dream. Coming in at third is Brianna Stewart from the Seattle Storm. Coming in at fourth is Tina Charles from the New York Liberty. And in fifth is Brittany Griner from the Phoenix Mercury. And those are the current league leaders in the WNBA.
My name Nipsey Hussle. I'm from L.A.
From 30 for 30 Podcast and The Undefeated, this is the King of Crenshaw.
I would be lying to say I wasn't inspired and influenced by Nip.
It was a celebration of blackness.
We're not just here to entertain.
It's about the impact that you're putting on that community.
And when he earned enough to leave, he stayed. A story of basketball, hip-hop, and rapper Nipsey Hussle.
Life is really a marathon.
Listen now, wherever you get your podcast.
Let's get you now to the current standings in the association. We have currently number one is the Connecticut Sun. They have a record of 17-6. Coming in at number two is the Las Vegas Aces. They have a record of 17-6. Coming in third place is the Seattle Storm. They're the defending champions with a record of 17-7. Coming in at number four are the Minnesota Lynx with a record of 14-9. Coming in fifth are the Phoenix Mercury with a record of 13-10. Coming in and the sixth spot is from the Chicago Sky. They have a record of 11-12. Coming in seventh place are the New York Liberty with a record of 11-13. The Dallas Wings are eighth with a record of 10-14. The Los Angeles Sparks come in the ninth spot with a record of 9-13. The Washington Mystics are 10th with a record of 8-13. The Atlanta Dream are 11th with a record of 6-17. And the Indiana Fever come in last place in 12th with a record of 5-18. So, again, the playoff picture is heating up as we're marching through this, the beginning of the second half of the WNBA season. Remember, the top eight teams will clinch a playoff berth. So while we're still a little long ways from deciding playoff spots, it's clear to see that teams are starting to tighten up and teams are starting to really get on it, and teams are really starting to get serious and know that, you know, first half was good, but now we really have to kick it into high gear if we want to make the playoffs. When we come back from the break, I'll wrap it up by giving you this week's upcoming games on the WNBA schedule. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to Striving for It All.
From 30 for 30 Podcast and The Undefeated, the life and legacy of South L.A. rapper Nipsey Hussle. I'm Justin Tinsley, senior reporter for The Undefeated. In this four-episode series, I explore the shared experiences of life as a black man in America with Nipsey's brotherhood of NBA players.
Life is a marathon. You got to keep it going.
Hustle and motivate. If that ain't like the ethos of being an elite athlete, I don't know what is.
This is The King of Crenshaw. Listen now, wherever you get your podcasts.
My name is Nipsey Hussle. I'm from L.A.
From 30 for 30 Podcast and The Undefeated, this is The King of Crenshaw.
I would be lying to say I wasn't inspired and influenced by Nip.
It was a celebration of blackness.
We're not just here to entertain.
It's about the impact that you're putting on that community.
And when he earned enough to leave, he stayed. A story of basketball, hip-hop, and rapper Nipsey Hussle.
Life is really a marathon.
Listen now, wherever you get your podcasts.
They said it could be some kind of food allergy.
My muscles ached. I was tired all the time.
It happened like that, a full-blown asthma attack. It was scary.
The unsettling thing about some symptoms is
a fever, headaches. I have these red, itchy welts.
You don't always know what's causing them.
It was Lyme disease from a tick bite.
I had West Nile virus from a mosquito.
A reaction triggered by cockroach allergens.
Bed bugs.
Threats to your health can come from the most unexpected places. Mosquitoes can transmit West Nile virus and also Zika virus. Ticks can carry Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. And allergens from cockroaches can trigger asthma attacks, leading to respiratory distress. Don't wait until you or someone you love is suffering with unexplained symptoms. Get the facts you need to protect your family. Visit pestworld.org.
Nipsey Hussle.
Nipsey Hussle.
Nipsey Hussle.
Nipsey.
There's a kinship between hoopers and rappers. From 30 for 30 Podcast and The Undefeated, this is The King of Crenshaw.
Hustle and motivate. I mean, if that ain't like the ethos of being an elite athlete, I don't know what is.
Nip was my superhero.
For us, it was all about how we could better our city.
Life is really a marathon.
Listen now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Nipsey Hussle.
Nipsey Hussle.
Nipsey Hussle.
Nipsey.
There's a kinship between hoopers and rappers. From 30 for 30 Podcast and The Undefeated, this is The King of Crenshaw.
Hustle and motivate. I mean, if that ain't like the ethos of being an elite athlete, I don't know what is.
Nip was my superhero.
For us, it was all about how we could better our city.
Life is really a marathon.
Listen now, wherever you get your podcasts.
My name is Nipsey Hussle. I'm from L.A.
From 30 for 30 Podcast and The Undefeated, this is The King of Crenshaw.
I would be lying to say I wasn't inspired and influenced by Nip.
It was a celebration of blackness.
We're not just here to entertain.
It's about the impact that you're putting on that community.
And when he earned enough to leave, he stayed. A story of basketball, hip-hop, and rapper Nipsey Hussle.
Life is really a marathon.
Listen now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Headlines and hot takes, they have their place. But at our podcast, ESPN Daily, we don't just skim the surface of sports.
Dude, I mean, this clearly transcends blood feuds, rivalries, sports. This is something far, far deeper than that.
I'm your host, Pablo Torre, and every day we try to dive into the stories behind the athletes.
The picture of him in the dugout afterwards just looked like a guy who'd had his heart ripped out.
Listen to ESPN Daily wherever you get your podcasts.
right, everybody, welcome back to the program. So before we get on out of here, we want to let everybody know about the upcoming games on the WNBA schedule this week. Let's start off with the games taking place on Tuesday, August the 24th. We got a great one between the Las Vegas Aces squaring off against the Connecticut Sun. Also a big one between the Los Angeles Sparks and the Washington Mystics. The Chicago Sky will go up against the Atlanta Dream, and then we have the Seattle Storm going up against the Minnesota Lynx. All of those games will take place at 6 p.m. Central Time. Also, next game is only one game that's going to take place on Wednesday, August the 25th. It's going to be a good one between the Phoenix Mercury and the New York Liberty. Tip-off will be at 6 p.m. Central Time, excuse me. And then on Thursday, August the 26th, all of the games will tip off at 6 p.m. Central. A good one between the Las Vegas Aces and the Atlanta Dream, the Dallas Wings going up against the Washington Mystics. And two of the hottest teams in the league right now, the Los Angeles Sparks and the Connecticut Sun. That should be fun. Friday, August the 27th, we've got the Phoenix Mercury going up against the New York Liberty. Excuse me. That tip-off is going to be at 7 o'clock Central Time. And then a big one on tipping off at 9 p.m. Central Time between the Chicago Sky and the Seattle Storm. It may be a preview of this year's WNBA championship. Maybe. We'll have to find out on that, but that's going to be a fun game. And then Saturday, August the 28th, tip-off is at 12 o'clock Central Time between the Las Vegas Aces going up against the Indiana Fever, followed by the Los Angeles Sparks going up against the Connecticut Sun, and then the Dallas Wings will go up against the Washington Mystics. The Sparks and Suns game will tip off at 6 p.m., and the Wings and Mystics game will tip off at 6 p.m. And then on Sunday, August 29th, tip-off is at 5 p.m. Central Time. Going to be a great game between the Chicago Sky and the Seattle Storm. And again, that could be a preview of this year's WNBA championship, just the way things have been kind of moving around a bit. And just you just never know, but that's what the WNBA is all about. Second half is underway as they make their march towards the playoff run, which will start in the middle of September. Can't wait for that one. And that's going to do it for this week's edition of Striving for It All. I'm Ed Robinson. And until next week, take care of yourself. And just remember, man, be safe out there. Still some tough times out there right now. But just take care of yourself. Enjoy the games. And talk to you next week. So long, everyone.
Cox Internet and Home Life, you know when your pizza delivery is there.
Cox Home Life, show from porch camera.
Pizza!
View your Cox Home Life cameras right from your TV with your Contour voice remote.
Advertised features require Cox Internet and Contour TV subscriptions. Services provided by Cox licensed entities. See cox.com/licenses.
My name Nipsey Hussle. I'm from L.A.
From 30 for 30 Podcast and The Undefeated, this is the King of Crenshaw.
I would be lying to say I wasn't inspired and influenced by Nip.
It was a celebration of blackness.
We're not just here to entertain.
It's about the impact that you're putting on that community.
And when he earned enough to leave, he stayed. A story of basketball, hip-hop, and rapper Nipsey Hussle.
Life is really a marathon.
Listen now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Nipsey Hussle.
Nipsey Hussle.
Nipsey Hussle.
Nipsey.
There's a kinship between hoopers and rappers. From 30 for 30 Podcast and The Undefeated, this is the King of Crenshaw.
Hustle and motivate. I mean, if that ain't like the ethos of being an elite athlete, I don't know what is.
Nip was my superhero.
For us, it was all about how we could better our city.
Life is really a marathon.
Listen now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Nipsey Hussle.
Nipsey Hussle.
Nipsey Hussle.
Nipsey.
There's a kinship between hoopers and rappers. From 30 for 30 Podcast and The Undefeated, this is the King of Crenshaw.
Hustle and motivate. I mean, if that ain't like the ethos of being an elite athlete, I don't know what is.
Nip was my superhero.
For us, it was all about how we could better our city.
Life is really a marathon.
Listen now, wherever you get your podcasts.